My name is Patrick Deely, and this poem is called Boxes. The rustle of mouse, the stink of fox, the thump of rain. I read these phrases on a box in which your art materials were brought. Haltingly, as I once read the fog breath of a cow, it stuck to a parlour window while the cow herself stood outside, hidden by the night. Natural phenomena, preferably inexplicable, spur me when I write, such as balls of lightning that spin and float, now fast, now slow, now up, now down, as if possessed of a mind of their own, able to push against a storm, pass through concrete or glass, leaving only a rotten egg's whiff, and sometimes that, should they go off. Airline pilots and submariners from their austere stations report just such radiant spheres emerging clean through iron, circumventing or seeming to circumvent immutable laws. So wonder again becomes the child of some unfathomed thing. And once, when she was young and a storm was blowing, my sister saw a blue-gold, buoyant moon that seemed to stare at her before cresting the pinnacles of the cypress trees and vanishing. Her haunting haunts me still, just as the cow's breath rated on the windowpane will, or the husky laugh with mockery in it, sometimes choked from a breezy sky by a seagull, or the sight of the rufous fox stepping vertical, deliberate, across our old sheepdog's grassy grave in moonlight. But what about the rustle of? I propose a stranger, maybe a poet from another language or place, wrestling with altered life, exiled circumstance. In a warehouse, say, on box after cardboard box, scratch of a marker, its fumes making for a headache by the time lunch break is over. And the boxes dispatched, each to an artist, and each artist embarked on his or her creation. This poem starts just outside my wife Judy Carl Deely's studio door. She's an artist working in canvas oils, and occasionally boxes arrive for her. So my boxes came from those, notably because there was handwritten notes and phrases on the cover of the box, and these seemed an attempt to make some kind of poetry, maybe. And I was interested in the creative process, the idea of difference and wonder. And the poem went on from that.